Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Quid game. Quids game.
Quids game.
World War Fee. That's what they're calling it. That's what Trump is up to.
We're going to be doing tariffs on pharmaceuticals in order to bring our pharmaceutical industry back. We don't make anything here for, in terms of drugs, medical drugs, different types of drugs that you need, medicines. It's in other countries, largely made in China, a lot of it made in Ireland. Ireland was very smart. We love Ireland. But we're going to have that.
I love Ireland so much, we're going to ruin your economy,
yeah,
okay?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, okay? He's calling it Liberation Day. Today we find out what Humpty Trumpty's up to, yeah. And if we're heading into a massive global recession. Oh, quid games. My idea, I don't know if this is going to make any difference.
Go on.
But my suggestion from earlier on, we place a 400 trillion percent tariff on all fake tan going into America. That will end the war.
I think if you believe in God, you've got to acknowledge that the guy is in over his head now. It's getting a bit much for God. God has lost the dressing room. Like Donald Trump is the president of America. As a comedian, it's quite difficult to make that any funnier. That's how angry people got. He got elected because he speaks his mind. They say that as though that's a positive. Pubs are full of old guys who speak their mind. But you don't encourage them. You just let them speak for a few minutes. And then you put a hand on their shoulder and you say, enjoy your nightmare.
Oh my God!
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Heaven Bridges. Liberation Day, everybody. Liberation Day. 8:42 in the morning. There you go. Like, he's going to put tariffs on Tenora. He's going to put tariffs on
pretty much everything.
King Creoles. He's going to put
potatoes.
Everything we love in Cork will be tariffed, yeah. To be Jesus. Right, let's get you some top-up money. What a jackpot we have for you. It's €154,000 in cash. And it's going to go on Friday. Not guaranteed, though. You got to answer your phone. You got to answer your phone and say $154K back to us. And then we're going to put that money into your bank account tax tariff free. If you want to win this incredible money, text RED to 57557. That is the word RED to 57557. It will cost $250 plus your standard message rate to enter. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Goal Out network of stations. And the T's and C's right now are at redfm.ie.
He's Rory O'Hagan,
and he's the the lovely people at Johnson and Parrott Motor Dealerships across Cork. You'll find them; they're everywhere. You open the wheelie bin, there's a Johnson and Parrott in it.
Absolutely.
They have jumped on board from the crew of Bishopstown Mahon Point. From right across the motor dealership group of Johnson and Perth, they are giving you money to give to a charity.
They are.
Because Rory will be the baldy billboard on Friday morning. And we're looking forward to this. You have donated your beautiful big baldy head. Now, can you remove the hat at the moment, please?
Well, it's not bald at the moment. Yeah. So let the hair grow out because I want the maximum impact for the baldy billboard.
Okay, so Thursday night then we get the old grade one out.
Yeah.
Out, yeah. Okay. It needs to be perfect.
Oh, it will be, don't worry.
Okay.
But should it be shiny or should it be matte? We need to ask Amber.
We need our professional face painter, one of the best in the country from Premier Face Paint in Ireland. It's our friend Amber, everybody. Good morning, Amber.
Hey, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Amber, this might be the biggest and most challenging project of your life.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it might be.
Yeah. Have you done big, baldy, beautiful heads before?
Do you know, I have a little over 6 days. I had a little bit of practice with some bald heads, painting it with
Okay. Oh, we're losing you there a little bit, Amber. So if you just move, do the cha-cha slide.
That's
slide
it.
To the left.
Yeah.
Chris Cross.
It might get you better.
Yes, it's dropping out
it's dropping out a little bit.
Amber's going to be in here on Friday morning. We'll introduce Rory and Amber. You will be sitting down together, getting to know each other. The Johnson & Parrott logo will be on your forehead, I believe, Amber.
I love the fact that she has a good plan there, though.
She's been working on this for the last 2 weeks, by the way.
What I will say is bring a lot of paint because I have enormous head.
There's a big head, Amber. Amber, we can't wait to meet you on Friday morning. We'll have you in here. I promise you, we'll take good care of you. And Rory won't bite. That's the other side.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I know you're nervous about it. I know.
Don't be nervous.
Amber, thanks so many. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Again, apologies about the line. The old WhatsApp is dropping out on us. So Amber is from Premier Face Painting. I met her down the Marina Market years ago.
Yeah.
She was doing some work on Caleb. She did a Spider-Man.
She's really good, isn't she?
She is just world class.
Phenomenal.
They are brilliant at what they do. So are you excited?
I can't wait.
Now, the other thing I'm going to do later on today, because not only are Johnson & Perez giving us money to give to charity, but we need to find out what that charity is. Who are you going to give the money to?
Well, announce it now.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to go to the Cork Down Syndrome Centre's Field of Dreams.
Oh, yay. Wow. That's beautiful. They're only up the road.
Around the corner from us. Yeah, they do incredible work. They don't get any money from the government. And so delighted.
That's
to be able
disgraceful.
To
it
That's
is.
A great cause. Yeah.
Why did you pick them? What's the.
Because we did a bit of work with them. Our running club, Watergrass Hill AC, did a fundraiser for them last year. And we went out and visited the Field of Dreams. And I was really impacted by the work that you do there. And really, kids really kind of touch me and stuff. They do fantastic work out there. So delighted to be able to help them with this.
You're a good man.
Thanks, buddy.
We are donating Rory's baldy head to advertise Johnson & Parrott for the day of Friday. You will be all over Cork. You might see Rory out about. Is the gold jacket coming out?
Whatever.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Ed Sheeran's everywhere at the minute. You can't help but bump into him all over the internet.
I wonder, is there a big album coming out or something?
There's a big album coming out. He's been making new music, and he's been talking about the meanings behind the names that he gives albums, and he's been talking about the inspiration behind those albums.
Oh, the maths titles. Yeah. Okay.
When I was like 18, I had an idea for 10 albums, and it was plus, multiply, divide, subtract, equals, and then play, pause, rewind, fast forward, stop.
Do you think you'll actually stop after stop?
I kind of want to make an album for the whole of my life where you put different songs on, and then it's in your will that comes out the day you die, and it's called Eject.
I don't want to hear it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Imagine McCartney passes away, and there's a record that he's made. There's a song from when he's 16, there's a song from when he's 20, there's a song from when he's 30. It'd be fascinating.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
That was him
speaking on Jimmy Fallon. You were right, David Bowie did have the Black Album ready to go for his passing. His kind of swan song.
There's something really powerful about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
About doing that. But he wouldn't be the first person, I guess, to kind of like mark the milestones in his life, because Adele does that too, doesn't she? But she does it with Ages. But look out for the new music coming from Ed Sheeran. Will Smith also has some new music out. This is a little bit random. He's got a new album out, and he's been talking about one particular song. It's called Int-Barbershop Day.
Okay.
And he's rapping about the very famous Oscar slap that he gave to Chris Rock. And he's talking specifically about people's reaction to him since then. Have a listen.
Will Smith is canceled.
Oh, you can't cancel no icon.
He walking around like he all invincible or somebody.
Don't be messing with Will.
He the Fresh Prince. Who the Will Smith think he is? And that boy damn crazy how he raising them kids.
What? No, he is.
Yes, he is.
No, he is.
Yes, he is. And I ain't never gonna forgive him for that.
Yeah, okay, so it's
etc. I put a lot of bleeps in there, but it's kind of interesting, really, I think, that he has just addressed that head on.
Did he ever meet Chris Rock and apologise, I wonder? Did they sit down and talk it out? Did Chris send him a legal letter? Did he do him for assault? I mean, was there money exchanged? There's so many questions I have about that.
I'll do a bit of a deep dive on that and get back to you tomorrow, because I'd be interested to know as well how far that actually went. But the album is called Based on a True Story, and it's going to be released soon, so look out for that. And this is a bit of an unusual one.
Mm-hmm.
Maura Higgins enjoyed a very sunny lunch in Soho in London at the start of the week with a surprise Love Island superfan. Who do you think it might be?
Love Island superfan?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, you're going to be surprised. Yeah. Margot Robbie.
Maura Higgins and Margot Robbie were on the tear.
Do you remember, like, Margot Robbie is a massive Love Island fan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but she had a birthday party there, I think it was last year, and she got everybody to dress up as Love Island characters.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She's a massive fan, so she invited Maura Higgins for lunch, and Maura just took to Instagram and just said... when she invites you to lunch, you go.
There's no messing, I swear it's to God. Yeah. Come on, we'll go down to Soho now. We'll tear it into the shots. Do you ever have a spice bag, Margot? Come on. Do you know when you were in... Come here.
5 hours later.
Margot, do you know where you were in Wolf of Wall Street? You were sitting on the ground. Do you know we could see your knickers? Did you know that?
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Watch Boyzone no matter what on Sky or without a contract with Now.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Who have you got there, Vic?
We've got lovely Ben from Lehenamore.
Hello, Ben. How's it going?
Yes, how are you?
Ben, this is an all Cork round, all Cork questions. So if you get this wrong, fella, you've left the side down, unfortunately.
Yeah, no pressure.
That's the problem. Yeah. I was all for it when I text in, and then I realised when you rang me back.
I actually know nothing about Cork.
And now I have to do the pop quiz. You'll be grand.
Yeah. Listen, you'll be fine. These are pretty much general knowledge Cork questions. I hope there's no curveballs in there. Give it a go. If you get 10 out of 10, you've got the grand. Ben, let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what street in Cork is known as Panna? What river runs through Cork?
The River Lee.
Cork is known as the what county? The something county?
The Rebel County.
Question number 4. What is the name of the historic fort in Crosshaven?
Camden Fort.
Question number 5. What runner is in statue form down in Cove?
Sonia Sullivan.
Question number 6. In what hotel did the jazz festival begin?
The Metropole.
Question 7. Can you name 2 Taoiseachs from Cork?
Jack Lynch and me, Al Martin.
Question number 8. The Titanic, which docked off Roach's Point, sank in what year?
Oh.
19-something.
1908.
Question number 9. What is the real name for the shaky bridge?
Charles Daly Bridge.
Question number 10. The Shandon Bells are part of what church in Cork?
St.
Anne's, yeah, okay.
Oh, so you got straight through it anyway.
Did you say the Charles Daly Bridge? Charles Daly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but there's a Charles in there.
Daly's Bridge, yeah.
Something new every day.
There you go.
Patrick's Street, Panna, correct. Yeah. The River Lee is correct. The Rebel County is correct. Camden, Sonia O'Sullivan, the Metropole is where the jazz festival began all these years ago. Jack Lynch and Micheál Martin is correct. Daly's Bridge is correct. The Shandon Bells are on St. Anne's Church. The Titanic, which docked at Roach's Point, didn't ever actually dock in Cove, just off Roach's Point. Sank in what year? Vic?
I think it's 1912.
Oh.
It's 1912. Oh, Knickers Monica.
Yeah, so close.
For a fella who thought he was going to flop in this, come here. You were only like 3 years out. Only 4 years out.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, fella.
Was that 9 out of 10, Ben?
9 out of 10.
You got 9 out of 10, Ben.
Ben with the 9 out of 10.
Ben.
I'm very sorry, fella. We got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, which is some consolation. And will you come back and do it again?
I will, yeah. No
yeah, God.
God on you, kids.
I like that.
Ben, fair play to you. Shout out to the Lehenamore crew, and we'll talk to you another day, Ben. See you later, fella. Thanks so much. It's a Baldy billboard, everybody. Rory, this is gorgeous. So you announced the charity that will benefit from your Baldy head on Friday.
It's the Cork Down Syndrome Centre's Field of Dreams.
The Field of Dreams. They're only over the road from us. They do incredible work. I still can't believe they get like zero government funding. Mm. This is, it's like so many amazing charities. Like, they're doing this on their own. They're doing this from the public's generosity, and it is kind of shameful. We waste gabillions in this country, and these organisations like this need funding and need money. Anyway, I'm not going to get ranty about it now because this is supposed to be a happy time. But I got look at this message I got sent into the show. Rory, it's from your fan Callum O'Brien from Macroom.
Yeah,
Callum's a little boy with Down syndrome. Have a listen.
Rory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
he's so cute.
He just wanted to say thank you. Oh, by the way, it's his 11th birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday tomorrow, buddy. Yeah.
Callum, have a beautiful day. And thank you so much for your kind message to Rory, giving him a bit of support.
Yeah.
Where are we going to send him on Friday, Kelly? Where would you like to see Rory turn up?
I think he should do a walk down the marina.
Down the marina.
Not a bother.
We'll send you a pan of kissing babies and shaking hands.
Go to the market, look at the fish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to do a visit to the Shaky Bridge.
Yeah, I got to go up to Shandon, just point up at it.
Oh, Shandon.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Can you get up to the Bells now these days?
I think you can, yeah.
Yeah, you can, I think.
All right. I will, we'll give you a leg up anyway. You can go on my shoulders. I'll climb up from that.
You're that tall, all right.
If there's any places you'd like Rory to visit on Friday morning, we'll be going around with Johnson & Parrott in a spanking new electric Volvo type yoke that they'll be. We have to put loads of plastic on the seats because your head will be painted.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
I've been talking to Jerry about this. It's all sorted. But also, I'm thinking, not only are Johnson & Parrott giving us money to give to the Field of Dreams crew, I'm thinking what we might do for an extra bit of a little bonus push is set up a GoFundMe that we can have a QR code. So when Rory's out and about...
That's a great idea.
If you meet Rory, you can scan the little QR code to make a donation to this amazing organisation.
That's a brilliant idea.
I wish it was my idea. Jerry from Johnson & Parrott came up with that one.
Well done, Jerry.
Thanks, Jer. So we'll be doing all of that on Friday. So it's just a little push to make as much money as possible for them. We hope you can get involved. We'll hit you for like €2 or €5
or
something.
Yeah, whatever you have.
Because you know the amazing work these people
do. Yeah, the work that Down Syndrome Cork does is just amazing, and every little penny helps. So whatever you can do to donate on the day, we absolutely greatly appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Baldy Billboard.
Yes.
Can't wait for this.
It's going to be good fun. Friday morning, we'll get it painted live on air, and then he's out in the public advertising for the whole day. Fair play to you, kid. What's your dream? What's your dream, Rory?
My dream?
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has a little dream of something they'd like to achieve in life.
Yeah, to live in a small island off Cork and just relax, chill out.
Okay, that's nice. Kelly, anything in particular that you'd like to...
I'd love to own a house.
Oh, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? You'll get there, I promise you. It takes a long time. Bit of saving. It's the most frustrating...
I'd love to be able to save. Sorry, we'll change that.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. So saving is the issue, yeah. Yeah. What's your dream, Victoria?
I'd love a little rustic farmhouse in Tuscany.
Okay. You can buy them for about €2 now, you know.
Yeah, well, you have to put a lot of money into it, though.
Yeah, that's it. My dream, and it has been a dream for a long time, is to set up my app. It's my breakfast finder app. It's called Spotify.
Yes.
Okay.
So good.
Spotify, you go wherever you wake up, no matter where you are in the world, you open it up. Spotify, best breakfast place in town. It's already patented, so don't try and rip me off. It's happening. I'm looking for some investors on that one. But this is a dream come true for food enthusiasts across Cork. Drone delivery Grub is coming to Cork, everybody.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
The company is already operating aerial service in Dublin and Galway. Households in Cork will soon be able to get your dinner dropped into your back garden by a drone.
Unless it has a fight with a seagull.
That's what I'm thinking. The Kinsale seagulls are going to take these things out.
That's the first problem.
How do you police that?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the problem.
They would probably, I don't know, I'm sure they've encountered these problems before, but the noise of them would keep a seagull away, I would imagine.
So?
I would say so.
Even like, surely kids on the green playing football would just kick a ball at the drone and take their food. Like.
Take it out.
Oh, lads, so many questions.
Wouldn't you be freaked?
Mm.
I can't wait to see this happen here.
So
how long will it last?
Yeah, it's going to happen. By the end of the year, you will see drones carrying sloppy foleys.
Floppy foley.
Floppy foley. Get tablets for that, can't you?
Oh, God.
Hold on a second. You said it. I just batted back to you. Don't put that on a menu somewhere. So anyway, drone delivery. Maybe Pfizer's will start doing it as well. We're giving you all sorts of ideas. By the end of the year, you will get your chicken burger dropped into your back garden and your sloppy foley. That's what I said, Rory. I got a message sent into the show's Facebook page, and it read, it basically said, hey, I wrote this song. So I wrote a song about the Shandon Bells, and I apologize. I apologise so much for this, but it was such crack yesterday. Casey, I had an idea for a lighthearted April Fool's prank. I think it could be a good laugh. During COVID, I wrote a song about Shandon Bells. Out of curiosity, I used AI.
Yeah.
So he put the lyrics of a song that was written about Shandon Bells into an AI music generator. And it created this.
It's tick-tocking all day long. Don't trust them clocks, they'll put you wrong.
He didn't request a Michael Bublé voice, but the AI generator spat out a song that sounds exactly like Bublé.
The four-faced liar. The four-faced liar. Liar, liar on the Shandon Tower. Don't believe it, it's a lie.
No, that's also equally terrifying that a computer, a hard drive, can generate someone's voice to that degree that it sounds so believable.
The four-faced liar, pants on fire.
So we thought yesterday would be good crack to announce that Bublé's coming to Super Value Park Equeve, which he's not. I apologise. Loads of you got caught out. You got a screenshot from a lady yesterday.
I did, yeah. She went on to, I think it was Ticketmaster, to check if there was any Michael Bublé tickets. And it just came back with a thing that said, unfortunately, there are no Michael Bublé tickets concerts coming up in Cork.
Yeah. This is not my fault. You can blame his name is Kishti K. Thank you, Kishti K. Keep an eye out for his brilliant music and his songwriting across Cork.
Well done.
It's all his fault. He caught Cork out yesterday.
There you go.
And even the video we put up, Jake did this amazing job with the video. This is the effort he went to yesterday when we did the bit on air. He found some footage of Michael Bublé singing a song. And he deliberately changed the quality of the video blur it out.
That's right.
So it could look like he was singing that song.
Yeah.
But it was like, hang on a second. He's over in Toronto performing Four-Faced Liar to a load of Canadian Bublé fans. I don't think so.
You never know, though. I think he should include it now as part of his repertoire.
Anyway, we'll get him to Super Value Park Equeve someday. But sorry about that, lads. Sorry about that.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
We work tirelessly around the clock, 7 days a week, to bring you
Dad gags. Time for dad gags. Dad gags.
Hey, Rory.
If you got a funny joke, WhatsApp us now.
Let's go.
Only on Red FM.
I believe you've two in a row now, Rory O'Hagan. Is it? I think so. Yeah.
No pressure.
I just check off. Got all me bits and bobs. Me drums. Me Ricky. Is Ricky Gervais on royalties on this show? Does he get a few bob for it? I've got moans and I've got farts. We're sorted. Let's go. Hello, Victoria.
Hello.
Take it away, sir.
At dinner, my frustrated date said, "So napping and sitting around are seriously your only hobbies? You told me you were interesting." And I said, no. I said I was interesting.
Interesting. Oh. Just leave the studio now.
Look.
Go home. Go to bed and I'll ring you tomorrow. Lads, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
I'll never forget what my granddad said to me before he croaked. He said, "Do you want to hear my frog impression?"
I like that.
Interesting that you should mention that. I just read a few interesting facts about frogs, Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were riveting. Yay.
I got an email saying, "At Google Earth, we can read maps backwards." And I thought, well, that's just spam. Maps backwards.
That was actually really clever.
That was very good. My girlfriend borrowed €100 from me. 3 years later, after we separated, she returned the exact €100. I guess I lost interest in that relationship.
I like that.
What pronouns does a Swiss mountain climber use?
Go on.
Yodlehihu.
Can't beat a good Swiss joke. You really can't. I answered the door this morning and a six foot beetle punched me into the mouth. Apparently there's a nasty bug going around.
Oh, God.
I was recently coaxed into buying a hammock. What can I say? I'm easily swayed.
Oh, good Lord.
Rory, that was desperate.
Stop the world.
That's amazing.
And let me off. Right, my granddad used to say, back in my day, I could go to the shop with £2 and buy milk and bread, a bag of coal, a dozen eggs, and still have coins in my pocket. These days, they have bloody cameras everywhere.
I like that.
What's the opposite of a croissant? A happy uncle.
Ah, yes. My wife said she's leaving me because of my huge ego. I was like, yeah, right, love. Close the door on the way back in.
I saw a lizard upright on his back legs telling jokes. Turns out it was a stand-up chameleon.
Yay! My wife asked me if I could clear the kitchen table. I said, well, I had to get a running start, but I made it.
Why did Sherlock Holmes go to a Mexican restaurant?
Go on.
He was looking for a good case idea.
Hey! My horse will only leave her stable when it gets really dark. She's becoming a bit of a nightmare. Finally, Rory!
My daughter asked if I could tell her an interesting fact about space. I said, yeah, it's the biggest key in the keyboard.
Yes!
Oh. This is a tough one this morning.
It's not even remotely tough. I win by a mile.
I am going to award a hat trick.
Yes!
To
you
Rory.
Absolute scuff.
Well, he's...
You're dead to me. Red FM Breakfast. With Now. There goes the alarm. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.